What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike Check 1, Spike Check 2, Spike Check 3. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And that was right on beat, so let's just get that out of the way. I am P. I am the guy known as The Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from 4 undisclosed locations. That means locations where we don't know where you guys are, so we won't disclose them. This is The Spike on the Mic Show, Tampa Bay, or the internet, or the world's most award-deserving show in the world. As I said, I am he, but I can't do this alone, and I won't do this alone because we have a conglomerate of what we like to call resist fighters, and those are the people who are resist to fight everything that's going on. So, without further ado, let me introduce the crew. The man who's putting the sounds through your eardrums to make you go au francois, that's French for my mistake. This is the one, this is the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like cheese to macaroni.
Oh, macaroni and cheese, and yes. You went backwards. You backed it up.
Well, I'm sticking like the cheese to the macaroni.
Oh, okay. And
it is macaroni and cheese.
Coming in next in the order of priority, only because subtraction by addition, we have the one lovely, talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like sunshine on a Saturday.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
That's cute.
That is so
Billy,
nice.
You're so inspiring.
Really. And coming in, vying, ladies and gentlemen, vying for the reason, the voice of reason.
I'm not here to take anybody's title.
That is the one. We like to call him Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, welcome back to the Spike on the Mic Show. And how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like syrup to my morning waffle.
See, now listen. Yeah. Chad, let me talk to you. Just you and I. Just you and I talk about this, all right?
Okay, let's get serious.
All right, we won't listen.
Yeah, we've been doing this show for X amount of years now. And the introduction is how you stick it. Most times, the resistance fighters get it wrong. You just walk right into the net, into the party, and just you understand how it's going to explain your knowledge, your expertise, how such thing happens. My question was,
see these headphones I brought this week?
Correct.
I'm a professional now. All my ideas come out of these little headphones.
Well, hey, you need to should have bought FOMO for everybody on this.
Half off Best Buy.
Best Buy. Wait a minute. Didn't they close down?
Oh, no.
Did they sponsor us? Okay, that's Circuit City.
They are the ones who did that.
Yeah. Everything's half off at Circuit City. For free.
Exactly. So, like I say, this is the number one award-deserving show here in the world with the resistance fighters coming at you through your eardrums. So we like to do a lot of things on here because we are the only road trip where we love to pick up hitchhikers and let them even drive sometimes. So if you guys want to play, you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. There has been a small little taffu about that, but I'll open lines because you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Just give us a call and we'll let you know.
And if it goes to voicemail, leave us a voicemail.
Yes.
We'll eventually put it on the air.
Definitely, we'll talk about it. Yes. Yeah. Let us know what you think and how you would drive this show because we love picking up hitchhikers.
Exactly. And none of us know how to drive.
Yes, that's right.
So, you know, that's why, I don't know, I think 3 out of 4 of us have a license.
We all know how to hitchhike.
No, all know how to hitchhike.
Yes. Right.
And in case you guys are wondering, we have the rest of the resistance fighters. They put in, I guess, vacation requests. And I guess our secretary or Lisa, I mean, yeah, Lisa in accountings must have proved that it didn't kill us. So we'll have to check with those guys.
I think it's more likely that there's been a little too much drinking. You know,
it's the holidays, you guys.
I know it is the holidays, and it's hard to stay conscious.
Sometimes it's hard to realize you have a job to do in the morning.
Yeah,
exactly. You have something to do. So, PW, while we're doing the show, check the waiting room because sometimes I guess they would go.
I got my eye on it. When I look this way, I'm looking at the waiting room. Yeah.
Oh, we need to put a little what thing called when you can see the people, doorbell, ring cam.
I actually have it set so that if they connect, they just pop right in. I don't have to do anything. So there really isn't a waiting room.
You just leave the door open and just come in.
I leave the door open. Anybody can just pop in.
Oh, so we could get like
one of those porn.
Brady could just show up in our Zoom call.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wouldn't that
be Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Okay. So nobody pays attention to like the news.
Yeah.
No. If he showed up in some kids. There were some kids that were doing a Zoom call, and somebody got one digit off and happened to invite a buck to the Zoom accidentally. And then all of the bucks showed up to their Zoom
meeting. Oh, man. That's fun.
Joined.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that story. I heard. Yeah, I remember that story.
Probably not true, but great.
No, there's video of it.
Yeah, it happened.
Oh. It happened.
Yeah, they called. I think they got Leonard Fournette. And no, not him. They got a Buccaneer. You got, and he said,
"I don't remember which one."
Yeah, and the story was, "You guys know who you're talking to," and the Buck said, "Yeah, this is." I mean, the kids say, "No, we don't." And the Buck said, "This is Leonard Fournette." And the guy says, "Yeah, right." So then he FaceTimed, and they're like, "Oh my God, this is him!" And so he took him around the locker room and was showing everybody.
Then
he gave it to Tom Brady. No,
they asked, "They're like, so where's the goat?" And they gave it to Tom Brady. And And this, I don't like that, by the way. I'm the goat.
Yes. Billy Goat. Yes. Yeah.
This Billy Goat, exactly.
This isn't part of the show prep, but we're going to jump ahead on this before we finish our other housekeeping. Do you think that now the kid who accidentally dialed the wrong number is going to wear out that phone number, and so now the Buccaneers is going to have to change his number or block that?
No. The kid's going to just feel privileged and not ever abuse that privilege.
Okay, all right, well, good.
He's completely responsible. We should just randomly call someone and just add them to this and see what happens.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you're on the show now, and they know nothing about it. Yeah, that'd be fabulous.
That's kind of how I started.
How are you sticking?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on a podcast. How are you sticking?
Guess what? You're on the radio.
I'm not sticking to anything.
I don't know. I just took a shower.
That is a hard question to answer, though.
It is.
No, it's no different than how you doing.
Yeah, that's all it actually means.
So I'm not supposed to look up sticky things?
You don't have to. No.
Use your Circuit City headphones to do whatever you'd want to do.
Okay. I'll let them drive.
The voice of reason just uses it as an opportunity to brown nose.
That's why we miss him so much.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Nobody respects you otherwise.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm trying to figure out why we're here.
Why are we here? Because no one else is.
Exactly. See,
this is why we're here. This is why we're here, hanging chat, because we're here.
Oh, Billy. Billy just disappeared.
We talk about three things.
Oh, must be this.
The past, the present, and the future.
Ooh, that's what we do to get our weekly exercise in. Yeah, we talk about those three things.
You know, so I want you to notice that even the first time that Chad was with us, he understood the dancing.
Yeah, you got to do it. Yeah. Otherwise, you just look like the weirdo not dancing.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, really. Hold on a second. This is off the record. Chad, let me talk to you again. Right. PW, you doing that? You know, the compensation that comes with being on the Spike on the Mic show.
After let's say it while no one's here. Oh, Billy's back.
Billy's back. Oh, yeah. the more you participate, the bigger to compensate. Oh. So just a little, well, what we like to call knowledge of nuggets. So think about
knowledge
that.
Of okay. nuggets.
Yes. Think about that. And you, my friend, are nuggets and knowledge and participating like a mofo.
Yeah. You soon you'll be like, Chad, you'll need to take a shirt off. Well, like, chill.
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet. Okay.
I don't know how big this bonus is, but
what do I have to do? Come on, do it.
All right, well, then let's go ahead and finish up this housekeeping and talk to our sponsors.
Oh, here we go. That must be me pressing the sponsor button. The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Speaking of the official home of race fans, the voice and I were at Hooters Thursday, and management and the wait staff were dying to ask us, where have we been? We miss you dramatically. And so I put in a good word for you guys. I told everybody that we all miss them, and we will see what happens, what the future holds for us. So
we should all do it from there one
that's
day.
Nice.
Yes. We'll keep them on there. Yes, we also just go to participating undisclosed Hooters and do it. That would be
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Do I sound clear?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. So, Chad, I don't know if you know this. That's where originally the podcast was recorded.
Yeah. Oops. I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right. So now with all that other housekeeping out of the way, it is time for us to start the show. And the first topic is cow chip news.
Oh, did you hear that? That was my stomach. Yeah.
For those first time listeners, cow chip news is something that we like to introduce to the world. Things that are a little odd or sometimes informative to make you guys understand, or even water cooler talk. So you'll say, I did not know that. That's good to know. Now my life is complete. That is a cow chip. Huh. Here's a cow chip that maybe few knew. Did you guys know that lobsters, ladies and gentlemen, they taste with their feet? Yes. Sounds a little strange. Yes. Lobsters have small chemosensors of hairs on their legs and on their feet. They use that to identify food. And so while they're consuming their prey, they use a little hairs on their legs and feet to taste their food.
That's
great little chow chip news for you to know that.
I was not aware of that. And what is a chemer sensor?
I don't know. That's what the word is, and I can't read it.
All right. So, like, if I go
word
to
chemo, just say small hairs. Take the chemo sensory out of there.
If I go to a fried chicken place, should I rub a thigh on my thigh? You know, against the hairs on my thigh. If I
Let's
really
do that at Hooters,
yeah.
If you a lobster,
well, you know,
let's dress up like lobsters and rub hot sauce on our legs at Hooters.
Wait, I'm trying to figure out. So we use our feet and hands.
Chad has such great ideas. You know,
yeah, he does. Maybe to expound.
Sure,
and that's not the big A word of the day.
No, but it's a good one.
On the lobsters and the hands. Billy, close your ears. Okay. Is this how when men grab women's butts?
Oh,
my gosh.
They're getting a taste. They're getting a taste.
They're getting a taste. All right, Billy, you can listen now.
Okay.
I feel like if I was a lobster, everything would just taste like sand.
Wait a minute. No, you put some shoes on.
You put some lobster skews.
Hey, listen, you guys can use that. Listeners, you guys can use that cow tip news as you go out into the world.
Thank you. That's so good.
Impress the world with your knowledge.
I'm going to tell my family at Christmas.
Yes, really?
Yes. About the lobster hairs and tasting.
They don't know what lobster is.
No. They know nothing.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do the next thing, which is the big A word of the day.
Ooh.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
Uh-oh.
Our most famous
I know,
part.
We were listening for Billy to go, ooh,
completely unreliable.
I was trying to make sure that my, that this kept working.
And of course it didn't the minute.
Some wires got crossed, ladies and gentlemen.
Really? So you have to agree. You have to agree with me this time, Billy, that you were offbeat on that.
Yeah, you were kind of late.
Definitely offbeat. I was a little bit late. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the big A word of the day is what we here in the Spike on the Mic show, we try to educate and increase the knowledge and minds, not only with cow chip, but with big A words of the day. So I'm going to play this word, big A word of the day. And you guys, I'm going to ask the resistance fighters, do they know what it is? But au fin quoi, they will give me a yes or no answer and we'll reveal the answer at the end of the show. Big A word of the day is
Royster. Royster. Royster.
It is spelled R-O-I-S-T-E-R.
Royster.
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 Why does it always sound like a speak and say is saying our words?
Well, it's because it is. Spike, also, Spike has a little speak and spay. Speak and splay.
And if
speak and splay.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And uh-oh. Did I just go dark?
Is this podcast haunted? I think you guys did some bad stuff and you are cursed.
Listen,
I'm trying to lift you guys up.
Thank you.
Spike, you just got so much taller.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm gonna be tall the rest of the show. Okay.
Oh man.
That's letting them know. And if you guys wonder what tall is, go to the Spikelopedia dictionary and you'll see Spike is a big A word for black. So now, there we go. All right. So now Royster. The big A word is Royster.
I like Royster.
You know what it is, PW?
No, I have no idea.
Miss Billy?
It's just a great sounding word, though.
All right.
No, I don't.
Hanging chat?
No, but it rhymes with toaster, so I might use that.
No, it doesn't really rhyme with toaster.
Royster?
It's Royster.
Oh, I guess it doesn't.
Yeah.
It rhymes with oyster.
Oyster.
It does rhyme with oyster. Yeah.
There we go. We'll go with that.
And I'm thinking it's related somehow.
To an oyster?
Oyster family? Oh, okay. Well, we'll reveal.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our seafood episode.
Yeah, really, lobsters and oysters. All right. Well, with all that said, done, it's time to get into the meat and potatoes of the show. And we like to call this topic changing music.
All righty, we're about to begin the very first topic on the Spike and the Mic and the show.
All right, I like to call this topic, there's no crying in surgery.
There's no crying in surgery.
All right, this is something that I did not know, but I need to know how the resistance fighters feel about this.
Wait a minute, there was something you did not know?
There's a small little, some little things they're doing. All right. One woman learned the hard way that when she went to see the doctor to get a moly mole removed.
Yeah.
She teared up a little bit and had a little emotional setback. So she even cried at one point during the operation.
Okay.
That's all fine and well and dandy and good. But when she received her bill, ladies and gentlemen, and resistance fighters, she was charged with code 96127, which is called brief behavior assessment.
What that is
the doctors added that onto her bill.
Sure, because there was a delay while we waited for her to cry.
Right, they charge it as emotional relief assistance because she had to cry or felt bad about the surgery or whatever heck it was.
Oh, that's doctor, terrible.
Doctor or nurse had to say, it's going to be all right.
La la baby.
Yeah. Everything's going to be okay.
La la baby.
Yeah.
So they assessed an emotional assessment charge to her bill.
What was the charge?
The charge was $11.
Oh, well, it's, you know, now I feel like I can cry when I'm at the doctor's.
I wish I could charge my friends this 96217.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Hold on a second. But let me ask the resistance fighters going around the room. Do you think this is what we call a ripoff by the doctors, the big farmer, not farmer, but the medical industry? And yeah. I started with you, Phyllis.
Yes. 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 And $11 doesn't even seem like, I mean, yes, it's a ripoff. It's a stupid thing. Like how long was this pause in the surgery? Did the article say?
Went into that part. Yeah, didn't read all that.
Of course not.
Oh,
so,
like 15,
and of course,
20.
I can't look stuff up because I can't look stuff up because everything, nothing works. Anyway, but 11, no. I mean, it seems like a dumb amount to try to swindle somebody out of $11 compared to the price of everything else. But even so, really?
Really?
What if the patient was unable to continue without this soothing coddling.
Yeah. How big was this mole? I mean, really?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Holy
mole. Why is she crying? Was she emotionally attached to it? And she didn't want to see it go?
Really? So what is your opinion on that? On code CR96127?
Oh, Dad, now that you give us the number.
It's a total ripoff. And I want to know, is insurance covering this?
Oh, like, yeah.
Well, and what other kind of little fees are they adding? Like, what if I need to go to the bathroom? Is there a bathroom fee?
Listen. I'm saying when you go to this doctor, make sure that you itemize your bills.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? PWs, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree, especially because I do have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, a bathroom. I'm not sure if there's going
to
be a charge.
Someone's going to have to clean the bathroom.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I mean, not that I'm making a huge mess in the bathroom.
Keep talking.
Still.
Yeah, come on. I mean, what's happened? You're gonna miss the bathroom. But here's the thing that further research into the article, because our crack-packed research analyst Miss Billy is on the men's right now. This makes it easier for me.
Yes, it does.
She got off easy because the people who are for the code 96127 said she got off easy because the physicians has the ability to charge them up to four times, not to four incidents for the emotional assessment. They can bill four times for each patient per visit. Now,
So I can get four of those charges by going there on a Saturday and getting a mole removed because I was sad.
And you cried four times.
So what if I don't cry? What if I'm still, you need to calm me down, but I'm not crying? Is it the crying part?
I think is the title of the code is behavioral or emotional assessment. Fancy word for it's going to be all right. Right? it's some BS and bull.
This is some crazy stuff right here. Mm-hmm. What have we turned into?
Yes. Exactly.
So listen, watch out for, and I'm messing this up when I say big pharma. Watch out for big medicine. We'll go with that. How about that? Big medicine. But that was just something I thought didn't make any sense. Look out for 96127. So now with the PW is gone, we're going to have to filibuster until he come here he's coming back because it's almost time for topic changing music.
Okay. I don't know what happened while I was peeing, but I do know it's time for another topic.
All right. I like to call this topic here, How Will It End?
How will it end?
In tears and a charge.
In tears with an $11 charge, yeah.
Oh, man.
Serious. Gertrude Noma and Herbert Sal, they were a couple. They've been dating together for about 10 years. They've even had a child together. And they've been, you know, kicking it and doing it, and, you know, doing, oh, it, nice. Doing it. It's not like last week when I asked y'all how much money you make.
Now, but are they living in sin or are they actually married?
They are living in sin.
Okay.
So they're normal.
Yeah, they're regular people, right?
Okay.
Yeah. But what unnormalized them is that Gertrude got a little tired of waiting for Herbert to break the question.
Oh, the yeah.
Pop, not, what is not? It's not break the question. What is pop?
Pop the question. Yeah.
Break the question.
To pop the question.
Yeah. So I think you break gas, but you when. Pop the question. Oh,
you I break think you pop in. Gas too.
Do you pop? No, you, oh, you could pop gas.
Oh, you break.
Hopefully not while you're breaking the question, though, because then you
oh god, that'd really be so embarrassing.
Sorry, straight.
How you do something about the wind? Anyway, well, she got mad. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Will you marry me? This our fireworks.
I think he's popping the question. All right, stop. Stop it, damn it.
Wow.
Does the popping that's stop? A, just ask.
Yeah.
That is the best.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Once again.
Apparently, there's no way to stop this once it starts.
Well, obviously, there is a way because Gertrude took Herbert to court. She sued him for they had been together almost a decade. You shared a child in a relationship, and he never broke the question, popped the answer. So she sued him.
For not popping?
For wasting her time. Now, going around the room and asking resistance fighters on your station, let's say you judge, jury, and executionist. How do you rule on that? If Gertrude case came to you as you're the judge, do you rule with Gertrude or do you rule with Herbert? And I'll start out with you, Hanging Chad.
I rule with Herbert. You try to sue me for wasting your time. Lucky I entertained you for 10 years.
8 years.
He said, lucky. How is she lucky, you know?
I already got a deal with you because I impregnated you at one point, and now you're going to be in my life forever.
Yeah.
So you
wasted my time.
So you will rule with Herbert.
Heck yeah.
Right? Boy, PWs?
I'm thinking, well, perhaps we wasted 9 months.
You know. Yay, that kid's going to grow up to be wonderful.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And once this kid is born and he finds out that he was just a waste, I don't know. This is a hard one.
No, but you have to make a ruling.
I do?
Yeah.
All right. You're, yes, that's right. I'm also executioner. So, yeah he's got to go.
Okay, I confused on your
oh, a death penalty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Billy's?
I kind of with PW on that death penalty.
Yeah.
Billy, you don't XY RY chromosome here. Let's do it.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Suing him for what? Like
waste of time, wasting her time.
Wasting her time.
Billy, have you ever been in a relationship and it ended and you felt like you just wasted your time?
Every time.
Now imagine you could sue for that.
Yeah, that's I don't think I can sue for that. That's my fault that I wasted my time. He didn't waste my time. Yeah, I wasted my time.
Well, you're marriage material, Billy.
Yeah, really.
Apparently.
Yeah.
You have a sound mind.
Serious. Thank you.
And body.
I'm with Herbert. I'm sorry. No.
Who the heck would be with Gertrude?
You can't force somebody to ask them to marry somebody. That's not the way things work. Yeah.
So first of all, I'm not marrying anybody because I want to make sure that they never wake up in the morning and feel trapped. They always have that option to walk out the door because then I'm not wasting my time.
That's good.
So I thought Billy would be a YY chromosome and with, you know, maybe.
No, you don't have to put a ring on it. That's not, if I need to get married, then I'll ask you. And you haven't asked me, then I'll ask you.
Yeah, I really think Beyonce was really messed up culture a little bit by making women think they need rings in marriage. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she
you can have a successful relationship in without being married. Some of the best ones I know are not married. But it was a good dance. So, you know, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
It was.
I'm sorry. I'm being distracted by trying to bring some light into the situation.
I know what happened to your light there.
Can you move your desk outside?
It's the light and my battery died. I was in a hurry and, you know.
We should all charge our things before the show. Just saying.
Just saying.
Everyone's got a beer. We make sure we have beer, but God forbid anything get charged.
That's a nice suggestion there, Chad. Okay, nice little suggestion.
Like if this podcast ran on beer, you guys, we would be top of the chart.
Yeah, true.
Totally deserving of all of those awards. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is why we're the number one award deserving show.
Yeah.
All right. So going back to playing devil's advocate.
Okay.
Everything that this person had aspired to, the woman, what's her name? Gertrude. She thought that her life was going to be better or improved. I'm calling you Chad. Herbert.
You got Chad on your mind.
Herbert gave her the impression that we will start a life together. We will do things better.
And you kind of did. You had a kid. You started a life.
Yeah, that's true.
Kid might have been an oops.
You don't have to get married if you have a kid, though. That's not a guarantee that you're going to get married.
Yeah,
I bet you there's some people out there thinking if I have a kid, I'm gonna get a ring.
Yeah, don't base it on oops kids because Billy's an oops kid.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you just put that out there on the radio.
Oh yeah.
You weren't wanted.
And her sister is a bigger oops kid.
They didn't have contraception back then.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, this one.
Kim was actually
PW says I'm just gonna swing it. See what happens.
Kim's the reason that they got married. Kim's the reason that they got married. And they were 18 and 19 years old.
This story is about PW.
Kind of.
PW, are you feel pretty close to this one, right? You got some feelings there. Where'd you get this story from?
Yeah, I guess.
You talk to my wife?
Hey, Spike, this would be a great, great article right here.
Let's change the names for radio. Okay, yeah. We're going to change PW's name to Herbert.
To Herbert.
Yeah. You'll never know.
The wasted kid is Billy.
But hold on a second. Hey, wait a minute. With all this newfound information of PW, do we get to charge him $11 for 96-127 CRT? That's emotional support.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. No, wait a minute. Nobody here was crying.
Charging Billy. She's the one crying because she wasn't wanted.
No, it wasn't wanted.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, the term is oops, baby, not wanted. Okay, not
no.
Oops.
That's softer. It's more accepting.
Yeah, wait. You know what? You know who I am? I'm oops, I did it again.
I did it again.
Yeah. There were no condoms in my nightstand.
Yeah.
Oh, Billy, I want to apologize. I didn't want to put that out there in the ether that you were
an oops
drunkard,
baby.
Drunker oops baby. But we're glad to have you.
I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, you did?
It's fine. It's not like something I hide.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
I was aware that I am a product of the withdrawal method of contraception.
Yeah. Which is not very
wonderful.
Effective. Yeah.
Listen to PW, which doesn't work. But like he didn't have like 5 kids.
Oh my God. The views and opinions expressed by everybody but me.
Yeah.
It's not mine. Okay.
Wait, are you telling me you're with Gertrude on this?
Yes, I am. I'm with Gertrude. Gertrude, she put in time, effort, babies for this hard hit. And what did Herbert do? He probably went out there and found a new model and shouldn't have done that. You can't know. You got to take care of your responsibility. You told that woman that you loved her probably enough times to have the oops baby. You should take responsibility.
Now, let me amend my decision.
I don't believe none of that.
No. If he promised that he was going to marry her and then just kept putting it off for 10, 20 years, that's a different story. So but if he normal. Never actually, huh?
Isn't that normal?
No.
Isn't the ring a shut him up ring for at least you buy yourself at least another year or two?
Sure, okay, maybe, but he didn't even put a ring on it. There's no ring involved.
I feel like it's just I feel like marriage is just going to be, in this case, a magnifying glass to make a bad relationship horrible. Like, why in the world would you want to take it up a level?
So there it goes. That's what the topic was called. How will it end?
How will it end? Yeah.
Badly.
How will it end? Billy, you say it's going to end badly? Chad, you said it's going to end with a magnifying glass and the sun burning the people like ants?
And a lot of people feeling unwanted. Well, at least one. We know at least one.
PW is going to end with what?
It's going to end with feeling lucky to have such wonderful daughters.
Murder.
nice little bow and wrap that run right up, didn't you, PW?
We bring that back home.
I love you, Daddy.
Oh, I love you too.
This is cute. Let's move on.
Serious. All right, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Oh, my word. This one. Who knows what topic could come next on the Spike and the Mike show.
All right. I like to call this, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's the way the cookie crumbles?
Yeah, it's a timing. It's a bad joke. You guys probably will hear it again. And this is basically talking about the elephant in the room.
Oh.
You guys.
Now, why am I the topic?
No, you were topic. This topic deals with James and Jennifer Crumbly.
Oh, you know, Crumbly.
The parents of the kid in the Oxford High School shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you know, the news would break now that they found them in an office building hiding inside some building.
Oh, they found, I didn't know they found them.
Yes, in Detroit.
Yeah.
In an office building?
Yeah.
Yes, in a basement of some commercial building.
Yeah, serious.
Like they snuck in after hours or something? How'd they get in there?
No, someone helped them.
That's the thing I'm saying. Like, now, first I'm going to ask a couple questions. Do you think that the Crumblies should have charges applied to them? Yes or no? And I started with you, Chad. Yes or no?
Yes. They bought the freaking gun for him.
Yeah, they bought the gun. Billy?
And didn't she text them, like, don't do it? Like, yes. She kind of knew he was going to.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember that part.
And I also heard that there was a meeting with a principal the same day. Like, they were on the school campus or something.
Yeah. Right. What happened is let me get the answers for Billy's. You think they should be charged?
Absolutely. For the exact reason that Chad said, they bought that gun was a Christmas gift for the kid.
Ooh.
It ain't even Christmas yet, y'all.
So, I know.
Blame Santa now. All right, PWs?
I think they should be arrested just for the name Crumbly.
That kind of sounds Christmassy.
Exactly. I don't know. It's wrong.
Like Kris Kringle-y.
All right.
Okay, so now here, listen. I totally agree with you guys about they should be brought up on full charges. They're going to be brought up with accessory to murder or manslaughter or something like that.
Manslaughter. Involuntary manslaughter.
Now, Chad said they bought the gun. Parents buy kids guns all the time.
I did not know you could buy a minor a firearm. I did not know that. Maybe only in Florida.
You can't.
Wait, is this happening in Florida?
No, it's not. For once, it's not in Florida.
Yeah, for once. you can get a pet alligator and a gun
in
Florida.
I know.
In Detroit.
They were probably thinking about Florida when they did it. Yeah.
They bought him, and whether it was illegal or not, they bought him a semi-automatic pistol, with a magazine that could carry 15 bullets.
Right.
And whether that was legal or not, they still did it. Therefore, and clearly this kid was emotionally disturbed, especially with all the things. Like, he got brought to the principal's office twice because teachers were alarmed by his behavior, like drawing you know, drawing a picture of a gun at somebody's head. Yeah. And then he was online looking up how to buy ammunition. It just, yeah.
Okay. But all that said and done, that isn't illegal, right?
None of that's illegal.
The drawings and all that type of ammunition and even parents giving them a gun. Now, I don't know about the gun part, but is that
illegal? I honestly don't know. Can you buy a minor a gun?
That was emotionally disturbed.
Who cares if he's emotionally disturbed?
Yeah.
Like a normal kid. Can you buy a normal kid? Yes.
A normal kid is incapacitated by his youth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second.
I did not know that's a kid true. Could have a gun.
So let's do this. Let's dissect this. The parent bought the gun and gave it to the kid because the kid was probably not able to buy a gun, so they didn't buy it for the kid under the kid's name, right? So the gun belongs to the parent, right?
Yes.
This is a question. Yes.
Technically, yes.
Then that answers the question. It's not registered to a kid.
Yeah,
in Florida it doesn't even have to be registered, but
so now they're charging the Crumbless, that's like saying Crumbless with involuntary manslaughter. I'm okay with that. The real question I want to ask you is, do the people who let the Crumbless into that building, do they get charged? PW.
I understand they're going to be charged.
What charges? Harboring fugitives?
Yeah. The people who gave them that place to hide were actually aware of the fact that they were hiding somebody who was wanted.
Chad, you concur?
Yeah. Don't hide people who buy their kids guns.
Billy?
And also, yesterday, when they first saw that the parents were missing, the lawyers were like, we've lost contact with them. Then the next day, they're like, oh, no, it's a mistake. We are working for them, and they're on their way back. They're on their way back to turn themselves in, which was obviously a complete lie because they weren't. And I don't know that the lawyers are necessarily going to get any sort of thing, but definitely harboring a fugitive is an actual crime. And yes, they should be charged.
So I guess I already know the answer to this. If for some reason I'm being wanted and I come to either one of y'all's doorbell, ding dong, hey, PW, hey, Chad, hey, Billy, can I sleep here tonight?
Oh, sure. A sleepover? Great.
What is your answer, Chad?
I mean, honestly, I'd let you in. If I knew you, I talk big, but I'd probably hide you.
Yeah, come on in.
What'd you do?
No, I would be careful not to say anything about the incident or hiding. It would just be like my pal Spike came over and it's a sleepover. We're gonna put on pajamas and watch movies.
Charged with giving a kid a firearm. I didn't know that he was did any of that stuff. I didn't.
Yeah, I need plausible deniability.
No, it's just a sleepover.
Right. That's good to know. And remember that.
That's a little scary.
Yeah. Remember that. Because I might need a place to stay.
Yeah, I might be cashing in that coupon.
Yes, although this is...
Spike, you don't have my address, do you?
Let's not say them.
Oh, I can give it to you, though.
Right?
I can give it to you.
No!
Yeah, really. No! Well, the bad thing about that is just that now it's recorded in history, so we'd have to do it a different way. We will have to talk about it on air, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I think everybody should get charged. Charge the hell out of them, which is what really I want to talk about. And I've been on the internet fussing with other people because I'm thinking, where is that same smoke for Rettenheiser parents?
Oh, yeah.
Why aren't they going down? Yes.
Absolutely. Well, I don't think his parents... Was it his parents that bought him that gun?
Yes.
It was his parents that drove him.
Actually, I think that's coming out that they actually may not have drove him. I hadn't confirmed that, but I'm hearing that the parent did not drive him there, which I
wasn't.
I think it's a story change.
Yeah, exactly. I think this is a defense they're making up.
Wasn't it a cousin that bought the gun for him?
Anybody involved?
I can remember.
Should be charged. That was my.
You know, I totally get a cousin buying a kid a gun, but like, I mean, you do some weird crap for your cousins.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, with them, as long as they're not kissing, cousin.
You know, because. I mean, no. That's kind of threw me for a loop with that comment. I was like, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. I'm thinking Chad's got something going on with a cousin. You know?
I have one cute one, but.
All right, well, listen,
she's cute, but like not like I was going to do it yet. Can we change the topic, man? Like,
Oh, but let me close.
Like I got stuck.
Let me close a bonus. I'll let you in the house, Chad. I'll let you in my spot if need be, all right?
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, good.
All right, so let's do topic
10. You got beer in here? Billy Sherman.
Right. $11, please.
Now that we know that everybody can stay at everybody else's house except for Billy, here we go.
All right, this topic here, is an audio topic.
Ooh.
So... the Olympics are coming in 2022. Okay. Is it the summer or winter? Billy?
Winter.
Yep, it's winter.
Winter?
It is winter.
I mean, all homage to that dolphin that died over
there.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
But, you know, we'll go with that. That's too soon, but, you know. Do you guys know about the winter, the dolphin that died over
there? Yes, we do.
Yeah, with the flipper.
Yeah.
Yeah, Flipper the Dolphin, winter, whatever the hell it's called.
He was in Winter's, is it called Winter's Tale?
Yes, it is called Winter's Tale. Yeah.
Well, anyway, back to the Olympics. Right. I know the Olympics is coming in. For some reason, it struck me. I was saying, I wonder how smart the resistance fighters are. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play, I'm going to play a national anthem from a country.
Oh.
As soon as you know it, yell out your name, and then we'll see if you can identify it, okay?
You're just going to yell? Okay.
Yeah. Why don't we yell out the country?
Because I don't know who said it.
Oh.
You can't recognize our voices?
No, because...
we have to yell our name in our own voice. Got it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but if you say Chad, I can say, okay, right. Chad, what's all the right. question?
But what if I yell out, Billy?
Yeah, let's yell each other's names. Billy knows it. She'll know it. Billy and Chad's voice.
Yeah.
Hey, let's. I guess I can think that through, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Tell me. Here we go. Let me know if you guys can hear this.
Billy. That's Germany.
Oh. Germany. Ding. Ding, you get a point.
Wow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Someone's gone to Oktoberfest one too many times.
Yeah, really.
She actually lived in Germany for a whole year.
Well, that's freaking cheating.
I know.
Yeah. Insider trading.
She anyway, should be disqualified.
I messed the game up. I wanted to say after this, I'll tell you how the game is really going to play. The next national anthem is this one.
Chad, Germany.
Chad. Hold on a second. So, Chad.
Billy.
Wait, hold on a second. Chad came in first.
Chad.
All right. Billy, question. Is Chad going to get it right or wrong?
He's going to get it wrong. He already did get it wrong.
I know it. So, can I call in?
It sounds like the same one.
He already said my name.
So, Germany.
No.
It sounds like the same one. I thought you hit the wrong button.
I know it. And right, I said
too.
My name.
Billy?
I know it.
Billy?
It's Canada.
Yes.
Canada. Get it right.
Canada.
Canada.
All right. This one. Here's one. Now, give me on this one. The next one. You guys ready?
Ready.
Name it out. Holler out when you know what this is.
All right.
Chad.
Chad.
I got it.
All right. What is it?
Don't say anything. PW, is he going to get it right or wrong?
Oh, he's going to get it right.
All right. Billy's going to get it right or wrong.
He's gonna get it right.
Oh, this is that show.
Right, Chad, he's gonna get it right.
What theme is song, national anthem is this?
Flash Dance?
Oh, God, he got it wrong.
It sounded very Flash Dancey to me.
But it's still PW.
It's, you know, that detective show.
All right, Billy, for the steel.
Magnum PI?
Billy gets another point on that.
Wow.
Billy, jeez.
Yeah, really, okay, now listen.
Billy, you need to leave your house sometime.
I had three points.
Yeah, three.
I know,
I
yeah.
I had three points.
Why you have no tan.
Just watch Magnum PI all weekend.
Who knows this little ditty? It's coming.
Billy.
All right,
Billy.
Chad. All right, hold
Billy.
On. Chad.
Yeah, I think
Billy.
I know it.
Chad, she's going to get it right or wrong?
She's going to get it right.
PW.
I said
right.
My name.
She's going to get
go,
it right.
Billy. Chill.
All right, Billy, what national anthem is this?
That is Great Britain or England.
Sheesh. Billy for the win. Billy for the point again.
Damn.
I was about to say America, you guys. Yeah. I was about to say United States.
It's not my...
Which is not much better than Flashdance.
Country to be. It's God Save the Queen. Same actual music.
Yeah.
Right?
It is not much better than Flashdance. That's correct.
All right. Bonus points. This is for 5 points.
Oh, 5 points.
5 points, all right? Say your name when you
to
know...
Beat me.
When you know who... theme song this is, or is this a national anthem, or one of the things? If
I'm just gonna say my name.
Okay, so why isn't it playing?
There's more to life than what you're living. Take a chance.
This is for 5 points.
Ooh. Billy.
At the end was you. All right.
Billy.
Hold on a second. You get it wrong, you lose 5 points.
All right, fine.
Chad, PW.
All right, that's fine. Right?
Billy's going to get it wrong.
Chad, you have any idea?
It's something like late 70s, early 80s sitcom-y thing.
Yeah. Motion detected at the front door.
Oh, there's motion detected at the
front door. Oh, they already found your address.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Hey, Billy, what was that?
Person detected at entrance.
Is it the theme to Growing Pains?
No. What is this all? This? No, it was a national anthem for Who's the Boss.
Who's the Boss? That's right.
Yeah. I would have said that, but nobody let me.
It was in the right decade.
Oh, okay. All right, now here we go. Let's do this again. This is for 10 bonus points. Ready?
Yes.
All right, I need the XY chromosomes to concentrate. All right, and that's the guys.
Yes.
All right. This is for the championship of the world.
All right.
Here we go.
That's Billy.
Billy.
Hey,
Billy.
Me.
Billy.
You just did Germany again.
Yeah.
You did Germany again.
Chromosomes were even listening.
Oh. Uber Alles. Isn't that what they're singing?
The sequel.
Deutschland.
Right. But in full disclosure, doesn't that sound a lot like this one? If it plays this one right here.
They all sound the same to me.
Who is this one?
It's Canada.
Gotta know this one.
This is Billy. Let me get one right.
Yeah.
All right. It's O Canada. Go ahead. Spain.
Is it Spain? No, right. It doesn't sound Spain. Is this Australia?
Keep going. It got 64,000 most countries.
Canada.
Okay.
It's called
this
O-Canada.
Is Brazil. It's Brazil.
Oh, God.
No? No.
Okay. Do those headphones work?
They're having a moment.
Okay, well, no. That again was Canada.
Canada.
Oh my gosh, do you only have two?
Person detected at the front door.
Okay, how about this? All right, let's just do this.
Person detected at entrance.
Oh, you better go check your door, man.
Like,
they're trying to come in.
They are trying to get on this podcast.
Ted, what song do you know? Let me just play that one.
Yeah.
And he's going to give you 20 points. It's got to be a song.
I don't know many of them. I don't know many of them.
Here we go. Here we go. Here's one for you.
Oh.
Oh.
I know this.
Oh.
Nope, Billy, your microphone is on.
I can almost sing it.
I don't.
It was in the 90s.
No.
Oh, your homework.
No? I don't know this, you guys. I don't. I'm not good at the music stuff.
And the color girls say.
Oh, I think it was reused.
Do do do
do do do. Reused in the 90s.
Yeah, I feel like some like reused, alternative band.
It was
band
sampled
uses.
In the 90s. Yeah.
Oh, you got it wrong.
That is Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Lou Reed.
Yeah. I was never going to get that, you guys. I was never going to get that.
Nope. Listen, I heard the song and I wasn't going to get that. I just wanted to say the color.
All right, here's another one. You could try this one.
Billy.
I know it. Chad. I know this
yes.
one. This is
Spider-Man.
No, he's this one is The Godfather.
Oh,
the Godfather.
All right.
Yes. I come on to say Scarface.
So Chad wins. Chad wins.
Totally wins.
Man, you guys will never beat me.
I said Billy first.
I almost got it wrong. I almost said Scarface.
You got me, yeah, really. All right, well,
all right.
It didn't work out as smoothly as I thought, but it worked out.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say the person who says something, and then they're going to ask the staff if they're going to get it right or wrong.
Yeah.
But you know, obviously Billy, who don't go outside,
knows everything.
Yeah, really. So you probably watched the Olympics and the gold medalist celebrations, and you know the music when they're playing it, right? And
yeah.
Yeah,
oh no! I just know. I know the national anthem of those. Those are like the three national anthems that I know. Besides
6,000 points right here. You pull this one off, Billy, because nobody else will.
I can't hear it.
All right, let me turn it up then. I can figure out how. Wait for it to kick in. It's going to kick in a minute. All right.
Chad.
Jamaica.
Romania.
Yeah. Chad wins.
Bam.
Might know the French national anthem.
You need to get out more, Billy.
But the red, like, I didn't know that at all.
Was it really Romania?
No.
It
was Jamaica. Here we go.
Jamaica. See, I didn't know that. You literally picked.
This is easy. Wait for it to kick in. Here we go.
Chad. Russia. No? Come on, that sounds so Russian to me.
It's a good thing that when you're born American, you don't take a test.
I've never.
Is that Spain?
Nope, it's Italian.
Oh, Italy.
Snap. Ladies and gentlemen, that sound means that it's the end of the show.
Yes.
We pulled it off, even though we discovered that the only person who knows theme is Billy. Billy, we're stuck with you tonight, real quick.
That I know a lot of national anthems.
Chad, what's stuck with you tonight?
Hey, you can literally play any national anthem over and over, and it's always Germany. Like, just go Germany.
EW, what's stuck with you tonight?
That Spike is coming over for a sleepover.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, We did it. You don't have to. We're going to talk about things in the past, the present, and the future. Spike on the Mic Show. Glad to be back. And word to the wise, charge of everything before the show starts.
Yeah. Yes. DW, go get that guy at your door. He's still waiting.
I know. Serious.
We out. Love you guys. And Chad, we may need your W-2 real soon. I'm out.
All right. All right.